It's often said that news is the first draft of history. If that's true, then the biggest chapter of that draft is housed in a nondescript office building in Nashville. It's there that you'll find evening newscasts from NBC, ABC, and CBS, going back nearly 50 years.
From CBS News headquarters in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
For a while today, there were real fears that war had broken out between India and Pakistan.
The Apollo 13 astronauts and their crippled spaceship are now more than halfway home from the moon.
The Vanderbilt Television News Archive has been working to preserve the news of the day, as reported and aired on the big three network newscasts. Selections from cable news channels were added beginning in 1995. Because its aim is to preserve every newscast every evening, the Vanderbilt collection offers glimpses into the more mundane or personal moments around historic events.
Astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins flew back from a weekend with their families to the Kennedy Space Center today and started their final training there for the flight of Apollo 11.
But why an archive at all? And why Nashville? Don't the networks hold on to all this stuff? Insurance executive Paul Simpson thought so. The Vanderbilt Archive's current director, John Lynch, says Simpson visited the three network headquarters in New York with one question. Could he watch old newscasts on tape?
And the answer that he got was that they didn't keep the show. They were reusing the tape. Most of us would have then complained to our friends, but Paul wasn't that person. Paul wanted to do something about it.
When he got back to Nashville, Simpson organized funding sources and leased three huge primitive black and white video recorders hooked up to TVs in a room at Vanderbilt. Starting on August 5th, 1968, someone would be there each evening to push a button and start recording the news. Simpson's goal wasn't purely preservation. He was conservative, and he was convinced the evening news broadcasts presented a liberal point of view on issues such as drug use and the war in Vietnam.
It is clear that most of the country has turned against the war, and there is some dissatisfaction with President Nixon's speed or lack of speed in ending it.
In the 1970s, the Vanderbilt effort drew national attention and prodded NBC, CBS, and ABC to preserve their evening newscasts more consistently. By the 1980s, it was standard practice. That solved the archiving problem, but it created another. The networks charge steep access fees. A.R. Hogan is a journalism researcher.
They charge, even the low rate for scholarly researches is $100 per hour. That adds up pretty quick. And even to get that, you have to really kind of negotiate and smooth. It's not made easy.
The Vanderbilt TV News Archive is intended to lower that threshold so researchers, writers, filmmakers, students, and the public can use its resources. And every evening at 5:30, the video machines, automated and digital these days, still switch on and record the news, adding page by page to the first draft of history. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth.
And that's the way it is, Monday, August 18th, 1969. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News. Good night.